We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're going to be talking with Matthew Campbell in just a moment about lithium blue Discover batteries. We'll be with Matthew in just a moment. You know, if your battery dies when you're out on the lake, who are you going to call? Well, you're going to call Towboat US, that's for sure. You're going to be downloading that app for them, boatus.com, or just go to your app store and download Boat US. And then when you need a tow, because you never know when you're going to need a tow, you're going to have that available for you right there on your phone. You just click the button and they'll come get you. It's amazing service from the Towboat US folks here at Lake of the Ozarks. Captain Travis and his whole crew standing by to assist you out on Lake of the Ozarks. For more information, go to Towboat. Go to boatus.com, or you can find a towboat link on my website, which is bobsnowakezone.com. And or you can just, you know, give them a phone call. It's 573-216-4701. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show Saturday morning, and we're going to get all charged up here with a new battery project from Discover Battery. And on the Zoom call with us this morning, we have Matthew Campbell. And Matthew, it's great to finally get a chance to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm very well, Captain Bob. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Sure thing. Well, you know, I was going through all the list of exhibitors that are going to be at IBEX this year, and your site kind of popped up, and I said, oh, new batteries, you know, this is going to be great. So that's why I reached out to you. And tell me a little bit first about your background and kind of how you ended up with Discover Battery Company.
Sure. Well, my background stretches back about 15 years in the marine space with a company I think most people know, Xantrex.
Oh, yeah.
Making inverters and chargers and all the power electronics for all of the lovely boats out there. So I was with them for a number of years, and then actually made a change and went to a company called Advantech Global, which most people don't know that name, but most would recognize some of the companies that fall under that umbrella, which would be, you know, the likes of Freeman Marine or Diamond Seaglaze, to name a couple, or Steelhead Marine making davits and cranes. So a complete shift away from power electronics, which, you know, funnily enough, brought me back full circle into the power world with Discover Battery about 2 years ago. So it's been an exciting time, and I'm glad to be back with the electronic side. I really missed it from being with the crew at Xantrex. So
yep.
Here I am again.
Yeah, here you are again. He's back, you know.
That's right.
We had a Xantrex battery charger on our old 36 Carver. And
yeah.
Replaced the original one they had in there, and boy, was that nice. Now, the battery product that we're talking about is lithium blue. Now, we're all hearing this lithium thing thrown around over everywhere, you know, cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, the whole shoot and match. So just tell our listeners, you know, what is lithium?
Well, lithium is a battery technology, and I suppose it's a relatively confusing topic because there's many different types of lithium cells that we use to, in fact, make the battery that you would use to power whatever you're powering, whether it be a boat, you know, house power loads, or whether it be a vehicle like a Tesla or a Nissan Leaf or anything like that. So I know there's a bunch of confusion and certainly some concern around safety with lithium. I'm really quite pleased to let you know that we've chosen a technology called lithium iron phosphate for our batteries, which is extremely safe. The ones that people are concerned about catching fire or having problems is a lithium cobalt battery.
Oh.
So we've chosen not to use that for obvious reasons. You know, the benefits of lithium over what we're used to with a lead acid battery, there's quite a few. Big one is that they just last longer. So the lifespan of a lithium battery typically is about 10,000. I'm giving you the wrong number. It's about 4,000 cycles, whereas a typical AGM battery that you'd have on your boat is somewhere around 400 to 500 cycles, meaning a discharge and then a recharge, being, you know, each of those being its own cycle.
My gosh. So that really that really stretches out the change outs of these, because that's one of the biggest problems that a lot of boaters have is, you know, the marine deep cycles, the original ones are kind of Well, they're actually very heavy. How do
they are heavy, which brings us to a whole other advantage with lithium, is they're extremely light.
Ah.
So if you take an equivalent sized AGM battery, so let's just, you know, for an apples to apples comparison, if you take a 100 amp hour lead acid AGM battery and a 100 amp hour lithium battery, the lithium battery is about half the weight. So huge advantage for boaters, obviously, in reducing weight. And especially that really adds up when you're adding a bank of 2 to 3 or maybe even 4 batteries on a house bank of batteries to power everything you need on your boat.
Yeah, having that light weight. And, of course, performance-wise, you've taken a lot of weight out of the boat, which always is a helpful thing as well.
No kidding. No kidding. Floats
a little bit better.
You know, just a little bit faster, perhaps, or stay out a little longer.
Sure
it's a
thing.
Nice advantage to have, for sure.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is you don't have to continually check the water in them to make sure you've got liquid in there, do you?
That's right. No, they're maintenance-free, which is lovely. One of the nice things with Lithium Blue, hence the name Blue, is that there's actually a Bluetooth app built in to the batteries themselves that you can download from an Apple App Store, from the Android store, and you can actually check on the status of your battery and see are with state of charge and everything else. So,
seriously, there's an app for that?
You can believe it, there's an app for that.
Oh, man, that is something else. What is there not an app for, I guess, right? How to boil eggs. Well, they probably have one of those, too. So.
I think we all still need some help with that one.
My gosh. So I guess the next question that a boater would have, okay, I'm used to, you know, running through Walmart and pick up another, you know, battery and put it in there. What's going to be the price difference? Is there going to be a shock, even though there's, you know, this extended range and lifestyle, the life of them? Is there going to be a sticker shock, if you will?
Yeah, you know what, there will be, but I think if you'll permit me to walk you through a little bit of a total cost of ownership, it might actually help soften that blow a little bit.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
So typically, as I just mentioned, you know, the batteries have a lifespan of roughly 10 times that of a lead acid battery. So, you know, if you're going to do a total cost of ownership or a lifetime ownership cost, you know, you need to take that as into consideration. The other thing to think about is that lithium batteries actually allow you to discharge the batteries to 100%, unlike a deep cycle battery, which you can only go down to 50%. Mm. So if you know, let's use that same analogy of the 100 amp hour batteries. So it would actually take 2 AGM 100 amp hour batteries to be equivalent to 1 lithium 100 amp hour battery, just simply because you can discharge the lithium battery down to 100%. We're only 50% of the AGMs. So, you know, you get 50 amp hours of use out of each of those, which gives you your 100 amp on the AGM, or only 1 lithium. So let's add that to the equation. So you'd need 2 AGM batteries equivalent to 1 lithium. And then you're going to need 10 sets of those batteries over the lifespan of that same lithium battery. Mm-hmm. So roughly speaking, you know, you'll find prices will vary based on who's selling them, but you're roughly between $1,000 and $1,200 US for one lithium battery. But if you, again, look at that total cost of ownership over its life, you'd be looking at roughly $2,000 for the equivalent in AGM batteries over that same, you know, 4,000 cycle life of the lithium.
So put in some replacement lithium batteries, the Lithium Blues from Discoverer Battery, and chances are you'll sell your boat before you ever have to replace those batteries again. That's what it sounds like.
It becomes something you could will to your kids. Take them out and put them in the new boat.
That's right. I will my Lithium Blue batteries to you.
That's right. It is a big sticker shock up front, I will admit, for some. But if you're looking really at the total cost over time, if you say, you know, 5 sets of batteries of AGM, you're equivalent to the cost of a lithium.
Absolutely. Matthew, give us some contact information where people can find more information about the Lithium Blues.
Absolutely. So on our website, if you were to navigate to www.discoverbattery.com, we'll have links on that page to get you to Lithium Blue batteries and a host of other batteries. And I think that's the advantage of Discover is we don't just make lithium. We also make tons of lead acid batteries as well. So if lithium's not right for you, we actually make a lead acid battery that'll work for your boat as well.
All right. Are these available retail, marinas, West Marine, you know, other places that people might pick them up, or is it a special order sort of thing?
They're currently being sold through our distribution partners in the U.S. would be a Battery Systems or a Continental Battery and all of their points of distribution around the country. So my advice to people would be get in touch with Battery Systems or Continental, or frankly, get in touch with us at Discover and we'll put you in touch with the dealer closest to where you are and get you connected with some batteries.
Perfect. All right. Well, Matthew Campbell, thank you so much for being with us on the show. Discover Battery is who we've been talking about, and we're going to see you at IBEX.
Thanks so much, Captain Bob.
And next week on our program, we're going to be talking with sales manager Kelly Cuck from Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. Following that, we'll be chatting with Mark Barber. He is their brokerage manager at the facilities. You'll also find him on the web at marinemax.com. Now's a good time, as Kelly sort of mentioned to me in the pre-interview session, that now's a good time to order a boat if you want one for next year's season. MarineMax.com or 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard to find them.